We are learning Masechet Ksubos, Daf Lamates Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamates Amud Beis. Omar Abaya, Ba'a Aleha, if someone is Ma'anis, a woman, Umesa, and she dies, Potter, you Potter from Knas. Why? Shinema says in the Pasuk, V'nosan la'vi ha'nayro, v'loy la'vi mesa. It's a drasha. It says, V'nosan la'vi ha'nayro, dafka, if she's alive. But if she's dead, there is no Chiyuv Knas. He's Potter from Knas if she dies. If before they have a chance to nigmar dina, to pay the knas, and she dies, then the halach is that there is no knas. Because it says, avi nair and avi mesa. As Mar says, milsa pshitle abaya, mbaile rava. This thing that was pashat abaya, Rava really had a shayla about it. So the Gemara is going to bring down a shayla of Rava, and then bring another version of it, and we'll see which one is mbaile rava. We'll see. The boy Rava had a shayla like this. Yesh bagar bekever, in bagar bekever. What is baga? What is baigus? Baigus halacha is that if someone's ma'anis a isha and then her father doesn't die, she stays, her father's alive, but she, before Gemara Din, she becomes a begeres. The halacha is it goes to her, not to her father. That means if she becomes a begeres, the money goes to her because now she graduated from being under her father's jurisdiction, so it goes to her. That's the halacha.
Even though the incident
happened when she was in Naira, there's a chiyuv knas. She gets the knas, but she gets the knas, and she gets the knas, not her father. So the question was, yes, bagar bekever, and bagar bekever. Yes, bagar bekever, but dibna hava. There is bagar bekever, and then the shayla was like this, she died before she became a begeres. But they didn't, weren't nigmar din. At the time they were nigmar din, she would have been over 12 and a half, but she's not alive anymore. So her son gets it. Dilma ain't bagar bekever, deviyahava. There's no begeres bekever, and the nechia goes to the father. That's Rava shayla. It would sound like from here, the way the shayla is brought down is that's pashit, that even though she's dead, the father still get, there's still a chi of knas.
We're talking about an anusa or a
mafata. No, oinus mafata. Oinus mafata we're talking about.
How did she have a son? Where did she have a kid from?
Where did she have a kid from? She had a kid before.
Then she's an anusa, so she, you can't have
no, a but she had the kid after the maisa of
she
the minus.
From that,
I don't know if she got from the pregnant that. Maybe she did, but yeah, whatever the case was.
Or another person.
Yeah, so the question is, yes, bagar bekever, no hava, idoma, ain't bagar bekever, da via hava. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, does she become a begeres while she's bekever, and then it goes to her, or it stays by the father? So, freitag mara kasha, a different problem here. How could it be, she died before she became a begeres, and she has a son. How is that possible? She died before she's a begeres, means by the time she's 12 and a half, she has a son already. How is that possible? Freitag mara kasha, on top of daf lama test, mi ba abra, is it possible to become a baris? There are 3 types of women who are allowed to be mishameshes b'moich. Eluhain, these are the ones, ketana, because we'll see why in a second. Ketana, umabaris, umanika. Ketana, why could she mishameshes b'moich? The halach is, usually, isha is also mishameshes b'moich, which means she puts something in to take away the zera, because then it becomes like ashchas zera for the husband. So now the mishmesh is b'moich. But these three are mutter because of sakana. Ketana, shema tis'aber v'tomas. Maybe she'll become pregnant and she'll die. Mu'beres, shema tas ubra sandal. Maybe by mu'beres, in the times of the Gemara, it was possible to become mu'beres again, even after you mu'beres. And now the second baby, the second fetus, will ruin the first one and make it turn into a sandal. Meinika, if she becomes pregnant, Shema Tikmas Banal, she's not able to nurse her son, and they didn't have formula those days, and the son will die. Therefore, these three had a heter to Meshach Meich, according to the man, the Yom. It's all according to one another, according to Rameir. Vezu Katana, what's called a Katana? Vas Echas Eshishon Vievechot, Achtem Eshishon Vievechot, from 11 to 12. Why dafka this year? Because Pachos Mekan, less than 11 years old, it's not negated to Meshach Meich. Why? Because she never become pregnant. Pachos Mekan, it's not possible to become pregnant. Vyesal Khan is not, and more than 12 is not a Sakana. She could be Meshamesh regular. Divra Rameyah. Mechom Eimrim says, Achazu v'achazu Meshamesh Kedarka. Everyone's allowed to be Meshamesh Kedarka v'lechas, u'meneshmaim yirachmu. And Meshamayim to have Rachmanus, u'meshanema, shoyme pesoam Hashem. Hashem watches the pesoam. Akapon, if your abonis don't have to for Meshamesh Mech, even for these three. Akapon, what do you see? You see from the Mechlaikas over here, and from this Bryce over here, that the Metzias is, a Ketana cannot become pregnant, because under 11 she can't become pregnant. Between 11 and 12 she'll die. Impossible to become pregnant. So what's the case of Shiloh, Yeshbagar Bekever? She has a son. How's it possible to have a son? So someone says, I'll tell you how. Yechitem the Ibra Kashinairo, when she was 12 she became pregnant. But she had a baby before she became a Begaris. So tomorrow, she said, "Yarchi Mika Yalda, you can't have a baby in 6 months." And Vama Shmuel ain't been nairus the bagus el shishu chadashim.
The kid was born 3 months later, and still, what was the problem?
What?
She gave birth after 6 months. She gave birth later on.
Then she can't be Yerush, sure. Then she can't be Yerush. What? Even as it is, I didn't speak at Taisus Kasha, but Knas a little bit shver to be Meirish to Lebanon. But for sure, a child was not born when the mother dies, doesn't get the Yerusha that's not around yet.
Yeah.
What?
That was my
The child wasn't around. The child's not around. The child has to be around before she dies in order for it to have Yerusha. Yeah, what? Don't help, she's pregnant to have Yerusha. No. No. It can't be Yerush.
Unless she gave birth before the Gmadim?
Yeah, she had to give birth. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, not before Gmadim, before she died. What was the case anyway? You said, what's the case? I want the case. How could she be born after she's dead? Your question is that. Let's get clear. The thing is, she has to be a Ktana or a Naira in order to have the dinner onus of Mefata. And she has a son. Before she died, the Begaris. No, the Kashan starts.
You told me that you can't have a...
No.
She was
exactly. It happened afterwards. That's what I'm saying. But how is it possible?
She was Anusa how old?
Anusa, she was 11 and a half, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
She got pregnant when?
At 12. It can't be before 12.
A year later.
No, at 12. Yeah, half a year later. At 12.
A year later.
At 12, right.
Right. So when was the Gmardin?
Gmardin was when she was 12. She was dead. She was dead, and she was 12 and 3 quarters.
So it means the baby, she gave birth.
She had to give birth before she died, yes. Nice. Yeah, the whole kashan start. I handle with your kashan. Yeah, the kashan start. So the question is, the Gemara's question is like this. How did she have a baby? Let's chazal because we got disturbed over here. The way it works like this, is that less, Oktana cannot have a baby. Why not? Because she can't become pregnant. Or it's Sakana. At 12, she could. She died before 12 and a half. So how did she have a baby? So maybe Nairus to Bagris is a longer time. Whereas, no, Vama Shmuel, ain't been Nairus to Bagris, she's a Chadoshim. V'chite, Batsu Hudaleka, Hatveika, maybe less than 6 months it's not, but more than 6 months it is. Ha'elakamar, it's only 6 months. So the question, it can't be, so back, the Rav Shaila, it was not possible to have the Shaila. Question was, is Yerusha, it's not possible to have a Shaila. So Gemara says, like this. Elo, hachkim obarle. This is Rav Shaila. Yesh baga bekeva o pakaav, o idum ein baga bekeva le pakaav. We're not talking about any children. She did not have children. The case was, someone was ma'anas her while she was 12 and a quarter. Then she died. And they didn't do Nigmar Adin yet. Nigmar Adin after she would be, if she would be alive, over 12 and a half. What's the halacha? Does the father get it or she gets it? On one hand, the father gets it. Why? Because the father always gets her knas, and this happened when she was an Irish, gets the knas. On the other hand, she's right now, b'shas k'mar didn't. She's a begaris. If she would be alive, she would get it. So maybe the father doesn't get it. That's the question. If she were alive, she would get it. But now her father, she's not alive.
So who would get it then?
That's the question. Yes, b'ayav b'kev paka avidum, ain't b'ayav b'kev le paka avidum, and no one will get it. He's not alive anymore. He can't be Yerusha to the father. Here Rashi mentions a thing that Knas is not Mamun to be Meirish. The only child was. What was the Mamun's child before? That give it to your son. There's no Yerusha by Knas. Knas is not Mamun to be Meirish. Tais has a cash before, and Tais answers, and where could have asked that on the first child also. Al Kaponim. The Gemara anyway slugged the first shot. So according to this version, you know what the Shaila is? Is it Bagar Bekeva or not? And like you're saying, that the Shaila is it Potter or you have to give it to the Av? That's two Stodim. Marba Rashi is a little different here. Marba Rashi, Boy Lahachi, Misa Oysa Begris, or Ain Oysa Begris, Teku. Lafi Marba Rashi, the Shaila is a little different. It's not the Shaila or Rava. The Shaila is a Misa make Begris. That means, does Misa take away the father's koyach, which means, according to Mara Ravashi, the din of Abaya had a din, that if the she dies, the father does not get the knas, right? That was Abaya said, Avia Nair Le'avi Mesa. Mara Ravashi holds, that's Rav Shaila. Is Misa like Begeras or not? Begeras takes away from the father. Is Misa like Begeras or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is Misa like Begeras? So when the Gemara said before, Milsa the Pshitla Abaya is a Shaila Rava, is according to Mara Ravashi. Because according to the first pshat, we just had right before Maravashi, the shaila is yesh baga b'kevel paka'av, v'yidum ein baga b'kevel paka'av. There the Gemara is going, l'kuli amoida, that Misa alone does not take away does not. It's not like a baya completely for the first version of Rava, because Rava is saying that if the father, if she dies, the father still will get it. Only that's bag or not. I'll read you a Mila Rashi, Marva Rashi. Rashi like this. L'hai lish the Marva Rashi, Aliba de Rava, Amru le'el, Milsa pshita le'abaya, and boile Rava. The Yilish the Kama, the first Lasha, Mifsha pshita le'Rava, the Misa loy mifka'a, loy ka'abaya, not like abaya, Kozman shle'i bagra. V'chi kama boile le'i, be'baga be'kever kama boile le'i. The whole shayla is, did she become a begeris be'kever, is that going to be moitzit? Is the begeris part going to be mafkia his rights? Ava mamisa, Kozman shle'i bagra, pala ga'abaya, Ogz by Vam loy mafka'a v'chai. So like this, Abaya says, there's becomes a three different shittas over here. Abaya says that if someone's ba'anas isha and she dies, no knas. There's no knas anymore. He gets to keep his knas. Rav Alfimar Ravashi has a shaila. Is misa like begeris? Is mafkia or not? That's shaila number two. That's shita number two. Shita number three is that for sure, if she dies, the father still gets it. The shaila is just baga bekever or not. Does when she's a begeris in the kever, is that enough? When she's dead and she becomes a begeris before Gemara Din, is that enough to mafkia? You hear the three things? Three different ways to learn. The shayla is like this. If he was ma'anis someone, v'nis arsa, and she became arusa, mau. So malay, what's the shayla? Miksiv v'nosan levia naira shaloya rasa. It never says but that's a problem. If that's for sure, if the oinis happened while she was a naira shaloya rasa, who cares if she becomes a rasa before the Gemara Din? A rasa doesn't get her own rights, still goes to the father. Doesn't say v'nosan levia naira shaloya rasa. So he says back, if someone's not honest and she gets married, la'atzma she gets it. Miksiv v'nosan levia naira shaloya nesua. The same apostle, so why does it go to her then? What type of dimin is that? Since we find that a begeris is mitzi reshus av, that we know, because it's pasuk says nasana isha sheichiv imal avia naira, after she's a naira b'shas nasina. So we know begeris mitzi reshus av, v'nesuim mitzi reshus av, ma begeris ba'ala ba'galatzma, af nesuim ba'ala v'neslatzma. Like this, read it like this. Hasam, since begeris we know. She leaves her Shusha Av when she becomes a Begeris. Nesuin also, she gets her own rights after she gets married, she doesn't have a Shusha Av. So just like by Begeris, the halacha is that Ba'aleha or Bagra, she gets the Knas, Af Nesuin, Ba'alev, Nisis La'atzma. Ela Erisin, Miko Mafke Mershusha Da'av Legamri. Erisin is not Mafke Mershus. Hatnan, Naira Mirasa, Via Ba'am Firin Dara'a. But Erisin is different than Nesuin. Nesuin is like Begeris because it's Moisi from Rishus. Nesuin, you leave the shush to the father. Mashenkin, by Erisin, you don't leave the shush to the father. Why? You see, the father still is made for the darm together with the baila. So you see, it's so different by Erisin, the halacha is, even if it becomes a arusa after the maisa, before you pay the knas, you still pay the knas to the father. So what's the halacha? Let's recap. What's the halacha by Nesuin? It goes to her. What's the halacha by Begeres? It goes to her. By Erisin, it does not go to her. It goes to the father. Because the father still is the baila on her things. Zok the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Mishnah Vaita. We know all about Oynis and Mefata, two parashas in Torah. Are there any differences between Oynis and Mefata? So Mishnah says yes. Hamafata noisin shloisha dvarim. Hamafata has to pay three things, va Oynis arba. Oynis has to pay four things. What are the three things? Hamafata noisin boishes upagam. Boishes means that you embarrassed her, you pay for embarrassing her. Pagam means how much she's worth less now. Viknas. And you pay knas, the set amount of 50 shkolim. Moisav la'oinis noisav noisav noisav. Oinis is moisav noisav noisav. Now you realize there's no ripui and sheves. The shita b'kabetzis is medayik from here. There's no payment of ripui and sheves. Even though she, let's say after this oinis, she needs therapy, or she has to go to the hospital, or she misses work from it. He doesn't have to pay for that. Why not? Why not? So the shita just speaks out. This is medayik. She doesn't say why not. So the Sefer Paradis Yitzchak says, "Api toisa the rasul tsar." Toisa says that if something is only a grama, that's different. Usually a chavala, it's direct. The medical treatment is directly because of the makkah. Here, it's not directly. It wouldn't be. You wouldn't need hospitalization directly from the makkah, and therefore it's like it'll be a grama. It's a good question. Why not? But it sounds like you don't need shavas ripoy. I'm just telling you that there's a Paradis Yitzchak that talks about it. The Shittim Gatz makes a diak, and then the Mishnah goes further. It says, says the same thing over. Man bein oynis l'mefata, oynis noisin esatzar, mefata oynis esatzar. The Shita Mekvetz also much was this. What's the why repeating this? But we're saying, what's the only difference between oynis l'mefata, oynis noisin esatzar, and the payment? What's the difference in the payment? Oynis gives tzar, mefata doesn't give tzar. We'll see in the Gemara why there's no tzar by mefata. Ha'oynis noisin miyad. The loch is that oynis gives it right away. Another nafkmir now between oynis and mefata is this is the way it's paid. Ha'oynis noisin miyad. The oynis, no matter what, even if the loch is he has to keep her for a wife. The loch is still he gives the 50 shekel no matter what. Ha'mefata depends. Ha'mefata, if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay. If he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay. Ha'mefata l'kashiyotzi, only when you don't marry her. Kashiyotzi sounds like give her a get. L'chari, you never married her. So tomorrow we'll talk about that. Which means, ha'mefata kashiyotzi means when you don't marry her, then you have to give the 50 shekel. Another nafkimina, her oynis shoysa ba'atzitzoi. The oynis is stuck. She's a naira basula. She has to marry her. She could abstain. She could say I don't want, but he has to marry her. By mefata roitz lohitzi moitzi. By mefata doesn't have to marry her. Keitzah shoysa ba'atzitzoi. What's the example? Shoysa ba'atzitzoi means he drinks in his cup that he made for himself. Afilu hichigaras. Afilu hisuma. Afilu mukashchin. No matter if she's limps or she's blind or she's mukashchin, he's too bad. You may honor someone, you gotta keep her. Nimtzaba dava erva, you should have really loved Israel. But if she's found to be usher to him, also erva, or she's not royal to love a lakal, like a mamzeres, ain't Rishali kaima. Then even by oynis, you can't keep her. Shinemar, but loy seal isha ru'uyaloi. It has to be isha ru'uyaloi, and that's not ru'uyaloi, and therefore then you won't have to keep her. So just to recap what the Mishnah says, that there's three payments of a fata, which is baishas, pegam, and knas. Oynis has also tsar. And fat doesn't have tzar. And other nafkaminas are, first of all, that the oynis pays 50 shekel no matter what, and mefata only if you don't marry her. And another nafkamina is that a oynis has to keep her for a wife, and mefata doesn't. The fat has a choice to keep her for a wife, but a oynis has to. Now, if it's asa to him, then he does not keep her for a wife.